Construction is more than halfway done on what's expected to be one of the most energy-efficient buildings in the world. Rocky Mountain Institute's Innovation Center in Basalt will house offices and a large conference and community room. I took a tour of the 15,000-square-foot building. A construction crew is busy hammering, digging, and painting. The building's taking shape. It's hard to miss along Two Rivers Road. Michael Kinsley with Rocky Mountain Institute stands at the entrance.
So we're about, a 1 minute walk, maybe 2 minutes from downtown Basalt.
When fully built, RMI staffers will do research here, and industry leaders from around the world will convene to discuss making their businesses more energy efficient.
It's a super efficient building, and if it's the only office building that's built this efficiently, it will not have served its purpose. What its real purpose is to show others that this kind of a facility can be done by organizations that may care nothing about climate or the environment.
He says the business case is convincing and the innovations are impressive. RMI has been giving tours to local architects, engineers, and general contractors.
This building is definitely different and innovative.
Luke Godwin is with J.E. Dunn Construction, the company working on the building.
You know, I've worked on a lot of college campuses that really take it to the extreme on energy savings, but you know, most commercial buildings are not near the caliber of, you know, zero net energy and efficiency as this building.
RMI says the center will be the most efficient building located in a cold climate zone in the United States. It'll generate all of the energy it uses with a rooftop solar system. Rainwater collected in an outdoor pond will water the landscape, and a set of systems indoors will keep the temperature comfortable without a furnace or air conditioning. Luke Godwin pulls a metal rack with coils from the building's air handling system. It's an air-to-air heat exchanger that pulls in fresh, warm summer air and cools it.
So basically, you've got, you know, metal sheets that act to, you know, either take in energy, take in heat, or take in coldness and exchange it into the fresh air that's brought in from outside.
The system, combined with super tight insulation of the walls, roof, and foundation, keep the building a comfortable temperature. Thermostats are everywhere, even in the wall slabs. If one room gets too hot, a system pushes that warm air into a cooler room. RMI's Michael Kinsley.
There are relatively unusual components of this building. So part of the purpose of this building is to break the ice on those new approaches.
As the building goes up, Basalt Town Manager Mike Scanlon has been getting comments from the public.
I think the funniest one for me was there was a fear in the community that the building would be blue. And I had to tell them, that's just the seal that they've put on the outside of the building. There's actually brick and veneer that goes over it.
In a letter to the editor in the Aspen Times, Aspen resident Richard Gordon called the building a horrible, ugly shed that's oversized and out of place. Scanlon says the building fits into the downtown landscape and will bring a new set of visitors to town.
Downtowns across the United States would kill to get something like that in their downtown, and that would include large metropolitan areas. I think having RMI and their innovation center is quite the coup, and we're fortunate that local people wanted to stay in their community and wanted to invest in it.
The construction marks possibly a new era for Basalt. Town officials are working to determine how to develop downtown, especially on the newly vacant Pan and Fork property. The RMI building is set to open at the end of the year. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.